天证道的经文是提摩太后书第二章十一到十三节。有可信的话说，我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活；我们若能忍耐，也必与他一同作王；我们若不认他，他也必不认我们。我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的，因为他不能背乎自己。这是神的话，阿们。
Thank you to the handbell choir.
感谢守灵队。
Thank you to Pastor Doris for leading us in prayer.
感谢 Doris 牧师的祷告。
Thank you, Myra, for the children's moment.
感谢为孩子们祷告。
Thank you, James, for giving us the announcements.
谢谢 James 的加时报告。
We are exploring four trustworthy sayings in the Bible.
我们正在探讨圣经中有四次使用的真实可信的话语。
The Apostle Paul wrote these sayings as declarations about our salvation in Jesus Christ.
保罗把这些话写下来，作为我们在耶稣基督里得救的宣告。
Today we look at the saying in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 13.
今天我们来看其中的一处，是在提摩太后书二章十一到十三节。
And thank you, Lily, for reading those.
Thank you, Pastor.
This trustworthy saying is about assurance, why we can be certain of our salvation.
这里提到的真实可信的话语是有关确据的，是说有关为什么我们能够确信我们是得救的。
Many mornings I leave home before my children are up out of bed.
很多的早晨，我的孩子们还没有起床的时候，我就要离开家了。
But I make sure that I give them a hug or a kiss.
但是我一定要给每一个人一个拥抱或者一个亲吻。
And if I know that I will be away for most of the day, I leave a note telling them how much I love them.
如果我知道我一天的大部分时间都不在家的时候，我会留下一个字条，告诉他们我是多么的爱他们。
The note, the hug, or the kiss are anchors in their lives. They know they are loved.
一张字条，一个拥抱，一个亲吻，就像是他们生命中的靠山，让他们知道他们是被爱的。
They have assurance.
他们有这个确据，有被爱的确据。
Paul begins this trustworthy saying by telling us, if we died with him, Christ, we will also live with him, Christ.
我们若与基督同死，也必与基督同活。保罗用这一句话作为开始，告诉我们这些真实可信的话语。
The words echo Romans chapter 6, verse 8. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
这句话回应了保罗在罗马书六章八节所说的，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
Paul is referring to conversion and baptism.
保罗在这里指的是回转与洗礼。
Conversion is when we receive Jesus as Lord of our lives. Baptism is the public declaration of his lordship.
回转是我们接受耶稣为我们生命的主。洗礼是我们公开宣告神在我们生命中的主权。
But both conversion and baptism rest upon a more foundational truth.
回转与洗礼都是建立在要更多的认识基础的真理，基本真理的基础上。
Our salvation is only because of Christ's death upon the cross and his resurrection from the dead.
我们得救单单是因着基督在十字架上的死，以及他在死里的复活。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, Paul is saying that we discover assurance of God's love when we remember what Christ has done.
提摩太后书第二章，保罗说，当我们牢记 基督为我们所成就的，我们就能得着神对我们爱的确据。
Christ's death and resurrection are the hug, or the kiss, or the note that assures us of our salvation.
基督的死与复活就像是拥抱、一个亲吻、一个字条那样，让我们得着了这个得救的确据。
During my pastoral ministry, some Christians have asked, "How can I be sure God loves me?"
在我牧养的事工中，有一些基督徒曾经问我，我怎么才能够确信神爱我呢？
I remember one middle-aged woman who was diagnosed with severe progressive loss of sight.
我记得有一位中年妇女被诊断患有严重的渐进性失明。
In a short period of time, she expected to be blind.
她会在很短的时间内完全失去视力。
She wondered if God still loved her.
她不知道是否神还爱她。
Maybe you felt the same sometimes.
或许有的时候你也会有这样的感觉。
It's tempting to seek assurance of God's love from our feelings or our circumstances.
我们试图从我们的感觉或周围的环境中寻找神对我们的爱。
But our feelings and our circumstances will never give us reliable assurance.
但是我们的感觉和周围的环境永远不会给我们可靠的确据。
We need an anchor, something utterly reliable and true to give assurance.
我们需要一个靠山，一个完全可靠、完全真实的靠山来给我们这个保证。
The cross and resurrection are the anchor that gives us assurance of God's love.
十字架与复活就是那个靠山，这个靠山给了我们神的爱的确据。
If we died with him, we will also live with him, Paul says.
保罗说，我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活。
When we wonder if God loves us, we need only remember the cross and the empty tomb.
当我们想知道上帝是否爱我们的时候，我们只要记住十字架和那个空坟墓。
There is no greater proof of God's love.
再也没有比这个更能证明神的爱了。
The second phrase in this trustworthy saying focuses upon how God encourages us. If we endure, we will also reign with him.
这一段真实的可信的话语的第二个重点在于神是如何鼓励我们的。我们若能忍耐，也必与他一同作王。
We call this perseverance.
忍耐就是不屈不挠。
Paul has already said that he endures.
保罗已经说他忍耐。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 10 says that even though he suffers imprisonment, Paul knows his suffering encourages other believers to persevere.
提摩太后书二章十节说，虽然保罗饱受监狱之苦，但是他知道他所受的苦会鼓励其他信徒坚持下去。
In fact, Paul is probably only a short time away from when he will be executed.
事实上，可能没有多久，保罗就要被处决了。
So in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, he rejoices that he has persevered.
因此，在提摩太后书四章七节，保罗为自己的坚持而喜乐。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race.I have kept the faith, he says.
他说，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
Paul's words give us confidence that God is at work, even in tough times.
保罗的话给我们信心，即使在我们生命中很艰难的时刻，我们知道神仍在做工。
As Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 says, God who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
腓立比书一章六节说，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功， 直到耶稣基督的日子。
3 weeks ago, I had meetings at UBC.
3个星期前，我在 UBC 大学有一次会议。
I decided to cycle.
我决定骑单车过去。
When I cycled home, it was already dark.
当会议结束，我骑车回家的时候，天已经黑了。
I cycled along Southwest Marine Drive.
我沿着 Southwest Marine Drive 这条路骑。
The road leaves university grounds by Pacific Spirit Regional Park.
就是 Pacific Spirit 国家公园旁边的那条路，沿着这条路就离开了 UBC 的校区。
There are no street lights.
这条路上没有路灯的。
Even with cycle lamps, the path was impossible to see.
即使我的单车前面有车灯，但还是看不清路。
I had to trust that I wasn't about to hit a bump or a fallen branch or a hole.
我只能凭着我的信心来相信我不会被地上鼓起的地方或者是倒下来的树枝绊倒。我也凭着信心相信我不会掉进地上有坑里面。
It was unnerving, but I kept going.
那是特别的紧张，但是我也继续向前走。
Now and then, a car would overtake me.
偶尔会有一辆汽车从我身边驶过。
As it came past, its headlights lit the roadway.
当汽车经过的时候，车灯就照亮了道路。
I could see ahead. I could see the way was clear.
那个时候我就能看到前方，我就可以看到道路是通畅的。
So even when I could see nothing,I persevered, I endured, because I knew that with each passing car, light would come.
所以即使当我什么都看不清的时候，我还是可以继续下去。我忍耐着，是因为我知道当每一辆车经过的时候，就一定会有光照过来。
Perseverance is trusting God.
坚持不懈就是信靠神。
It's carrying on.Knowing that the time will come when the headlights of God's grace will reveal what lies ahead.
这种信靠是永远不会停止的。我们知道，当神恩典的灯照亮我们生命前方的道路的时候，我们就与基督一同作王。
What Paul calls the glorious joy of reigning with Christ forever.
保罗说，神的光永远照亮我们的生命，让我们可永远享受与他在一起同在的喜乐。
This motivated Paul, and it motivates us.
这一点鼓励了保罗，也鼓励了我。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, Paul says, Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.
提摩太后书4:8，保罗说：“从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按照公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的。”
Assurance reminds us to persevere, even when the path seems dark. It'll be worth it in the end. The crown awaits.
确据提醒我们，即使道路看上去是黑暗的，也要坚持，最终都是值得的，因为有冠冕等着我们。
We now come to the third phrase.
现在我们来看第三句。
This phrase is a warning. If we disown him, Christ, he will also disown us.
这一句是一个警告，说如果我们不认耶稣，他也必不认我们。
Here we face a difficult teaching. If we've come to faith in Christ, is it possible to reject him later?
在这里我们面临一个比较困难的教导。这个教导是，如果我们已经相信基督，有没有可能以后还会拒绝他呢？
And if we can forfeit our salvation, how can we have assurance of salvation?
另一个问题是，如果我们会失去救恩，那么我们又怎么样才能有得救的确据呢？
The question is very real for many who have loved ones who gave their lives to Jesus but do not follow him today.
这个问题对于那些把自己的生命献给耶稣，但是至今却还没有跟随他的人，这是一个非常现实的问题。
We need honesty, humility, and sensitivity.
因此我们需要诚实、谦卑与敏锐。
The Bible clearly says that salvation is God's work, not ours.
圣经清楚地说，救恩是神的工作，不是我们的工作。
We are assured of our salvation because of the cross and resurrection.
我们确信我们得救是因着十字架与复活。
Our faith is not in our achievements, but in the saving grace of Jesus Christ.
我们的信心不是在于我们个人的成就，而是在耶稣基督救赎的恩典里。
So our assurance relies upon what Christ has done.
我们得救的确据是依赖于基督为我们所成就的。
Jesus says in John chapter 6 verse 37, All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away.
在约翰福音六章三十七节，凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来，到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
Romans chapter 8 verse 39 reminds us that nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
罗马书八章三十九节提醒我们，没有什么能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
At the same time, there are some who come to faith but later reject Jesus.
然而有些人信了主，后来却拒绝耶稣。
In Matthew chapter 10 verse 33, we read the words of Jesus which Paul echoes here in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 12.
马太福音十章三十三节，我们读到耶稣的话说，凡在人面前不认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必不认他。保罗在提摩太后书二章十二节也回应了主耶稣的这一句话。
Jesus says, But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven.
耶稣说，凡在人面前不认我的，我在我天上的父面前也不认他。
And Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 to 6 says this.
希伯来书六章四到六节说
It is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age, if they fall away, to be brought back to repentance because to their lossThey are crucifying the Son of God all over again.
论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份，并尝过神善道的滋味，觉悟来世全能的人，若是离弃真道，就不能叫他们重新悔改了。因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明地羞辱他。
How do we reconcile these two perspectives so that we have assurance of salvation?
我们如何来解决刚才提到的这两个问题，从而让我们能有得救的确据呢？
It is very important that we remember that our salvation is not in our ability, it is our response to His ability, what He achieved on the cross.
我们必须永远记住我们得救不是在于我们的能力，而是我们对神能力的回应，是他在十字架上为我们所成就的。
We rejoice in the cross.
我们是因着十字架而喜乐。
If ever we doubt our salvation, we have only to look to the cross.
如果我们不能够确认我们是否是得救的，我们只要仰望十字架。
There we find confidence that our salvation is sure.
在那里，我们相信我们得救是的的确确的。
At the same time, God's grace is not to be taken for granted.
然而神的恩典也不是理所当然的。
We cannot say Jesus is Lord and then not want to submit to his lordship.
我们不能只说耶稣是主，然而却不顺服他的主权。
2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5 says, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves.
哥林多后书十三章五节说，你们总要自己省察，有信心没有。
So, the warning in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 12 is not to instill doubt, but to cultivate humility.
所以提摩太后书二章十二节的警告是让我们不要再怀疑，只要培养谦卑的品格。
It reminds us to look to Jesus, not our achievements or our pride.
这里提醒我们要仰望耶稣，而不是单看我们个人的成就或我们个人引以为傲的事情。
And it reminds us not to treat the cross with contempt.
这里提醒我们永远不要轻看十字架。
So what about those who gave their lives to Jesus but no longer follow him?
那些把自己的生命献给耶稣却不跟从他的人会怎么样呢？
Interestingly, a few verses later, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 17 and 18, Paul describes two men who once believed but have wandered from the truth.
几节经文以后，在提摩太后书二章十七到十八节，保罗描述了两个曾经相信耶稣但却偏离真道的人。
So Paul also had to answer this question.
所以保罗也必须要来回答这两个问题。
And how does he?
那保罗是怎么样做的呢？
Look at verse 19.
我们看第十九节。
Paul says, the Lord knows those who are his.
保罗说，主认识谁是他的人。
We pray for those who have fallen away that they will return to Jesus.
我们要为那些跌倒的人祷告，让他们回到耶稣的面前。
But ultimately, we must trust in the God of grace who is the righteous judge.
但是我们最终也应当相信慈爱的神是公义的审判者。
And the best way that we can encourage those who have fallen away to come back to Jesus is for us to keep following Jesus.
鼓励那些已经跌倒的人的最好的方法就是我们把他们带回到耶稣基督里，让他们继续跟随耶稣。
And so we come to the final phrase, if we are faithless, he will remain faithful.For he cannot disown himself.
现在我们来到了最后一句，我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的，因为他不能背乎自己。
These words bring comfort when we wonder what happens if we sin as a Christian.
当我们想知道作为基督徒我们犯罪的时候会怎样，这些话给我们带来安慰。
They remind us that we will stumble. We're not perfect yet.
他提醒我们，我们是会跌倒的，因为我们还不完全。
But we can always have confidence in God's faithfulness.
但我们可以永远相信神是信实的。
Why? Because this is who God is.
为什么呢？因为这就是神。
God cannot disown himself. He cannot be what he isn't.
神不能背乎他自己，他不能成为他不是的那样。
It's impossible for God to be faithless.
神不可能不信实。
God is, by definition, faithful.
神就是确确实实就是信实的。
So when we sin, we do not have to live in doubt or fear.
所以当我们犯罪的时候，我们不用活在怀疑和恐惧中。
We turn to the Lord.And lean upon his faithfulness.
我们只要回转到主面前，依靠他的信实。
In 1986, Walter McMillan was convicted of murdering an 18-year-old girl in Alabama.
在1986年，麦克米兰在阿拉巴马州谋杀一名18岁的女孩。
Three witnesses testified against him.
三位目击证人指控麦克米兰的罪。
Six witnesses testified that he was at a church potluck at the time of the crime.
六位证人证明说是案发的同时，麦克米兰正在教堂里聚餐。
Nevertheless, McMillan was found guilty.
尽管如此，麦克米兰还是被判有罪。
He was put on death row.
他被判处死刑。
All the time, he claimed he was innocent.
他一直说自己是无辜的。
A lawyer, Brian Stevenson, decided to review the case.
一位 Steven 律师，他决定要复审此案。
And even though many people wanted McMillan executed, Stevenson persisted.
尽管许多人想处死米兰，但是这位律师却一直坚持。
In 1993, McMillan was exonerated and freed.
1993年，麦克米兰无罪释放。
But he carried the trauma of being on death row.
但是他却背负着被处于死刑的那个痛苦。
What's so sad is that even after McMillan was free, in his mind, he was still a prisoner.
最令人难过的是，即使他已经获释出狱，但是在他的心里面，他仍然是一个囚犯。
After his release, he repeatedly told his lawyer, "You've got to get me off death row."
他被释放以后，他在监狱外面，他也仍然对那位律师说，你必须要把我从这个死牢里放出去，你必须要把我放出去。
Dallas Willard was a Christian professor and philosopher.
达拉斯是一位基督教的教授和哲学家。
He wrote one of the best books on Christian living called The Divine Conspiracy.
他撰写了一本关于基督徒的生活的最好的属灵书籍之一《天外谋略》。
Dallas Willard died at 6 o'clock in the morning on May the 8th, 2013.
达拉斯于2013年5月8日早上6点钟去世。
His close friend, Gary Moon, describes his last moments.
他的好朋友 Gary 描述了他生命的最后一刻。
At 4:30 in the morning, a nurse came into the hospital room where Dallas was sleeping.
凌晨4点半，一名护士走进达拉斯住的医院的病房，他那个时候还在睡觉。
Her visit woke Dallas and Gary, who was with him visiting in the room.
护士的来访吵醒了达拉斯与他同病房的病友 Gary.
Dallas turned to Gary to tell him to tell his loved ones how much he loved them.
达拉斯转向他的病友 Gary, 告诉 Gary 说，你当告诉你所爱的人，你自己是有多么的爱他们。
And then...In a voice clearer than Gary had heard him speak for several days, Dallas Willard leaned his head back, closed his eyes, and said, "Thank you."
然后达拉斯把头向后仰，闭上眼睛，用一种最近这几天 Gary 一直都没有办法听得清楚的，他却说的那么清楚的一个声音，他说，感谢你。
But this thank you.Was not to Gary.
但是这一句感谢是不是对他的病友 Gary 说的？
The last words of Dallas Willard, the great Christian thinker, was thank you to the Lord he had served and loved for most of his life.
伟大的基督教思想家达拉斯临终的遗言是感谢他一生所侍奉、所热爱的主。
Walter McMillan had no assurance, even after he was free.
米兰即使在自己获释之后，也不确信自己的自由。
He still believed he was on death row.
他仍然相信自己是在死囚的牢房里。
Dallas Willard ended his earthly life in full assurance of salvation.
达拉斯他却在完全确信自己是得救的这个境况中结束了他在地上的这一段生活。
Our assurance is in the cross and resurrection of Jesus.
我们的确据是在耶稣的十字架和他的复活中。
Our assurance comes day by day because God's light reminds us of our future hope.
我们每天都有得救的确据，因为神的光让我们看到未来的盼望。
Our assurance means we do not take our salvation for granted, but trust in the grace and justice of God.
我们有得救的确据，意思是说，我们不认为我们自己得救是理所当然的。
And our assurance means that when we sin, we do not live in fear or doubt, because God is always faithful.
我们得救的确据是，当我们犯罪的时候，我们不会活在恐惧和怀疑中，因为神永远是信实的。
Each morning, I leave a note or give a kiss or hug to my children.
每个早晨，我都给我的孩子一个字条，一个亲吻，一个拥抱。
These assure them that they are loved.
这些让他们确信他们是被爱的。
This morning, the Lord tells you that He loves you.
今天早上，我们的主告诉你，他爱你。
So come to Him and find assurance.
所以到他这里来，找到爱的确据。
Come to Him for salvation.
到他这里来得拯救。
And the Lord bless you.
神赐福。
Amen.
Amen.